This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One of them of domestic abuse, and you really, when they are calm, and you go down, 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 you find it. Things are, I mean, I wouldn't say there isn't major. There are sometimes majors, but there is a lot of it is simple. That's not worth it. This is haram. You, idha'ul mu'min, hurting a believing man or a woman is haram. احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا. Look what Allah says. They have certainly borne upon themselves a slander and a manifest sin. Don't take it lightly, hurting. Hurting people, don't take it lightly at all. At all. And look at this. And this is the hadith I wanted you all to know. And this is when the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam went for Hajj. He went for Hajj only once. This is the month of Hajj. We're not done yet. Only once. And he gave the khutbah. They call it khutbatul wada' or khutbatul hajjatul wada'. When he went for his Hajj pilgrimage, he did one and he passed away a few months afterward. In that Hajj, he gave the sermon. And in that sermon, he gave everything that you want. You know, when you're leaving and traveling, and you want to, and you're talking to your family, and you're going to remind them of the most important things. And this is one of the things he said. It's a long hadith. You find it in al-Bukhari. It's a long hadith. And I brought to you only the small things. And just the part, not the small, but the part related to our topic. Look what he says, alayhi salatu wasalam. اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ فِي النِّسَاءِ. Fear Allah. Be Allah conscious. Obey Allah with women. Meaning when you deal with women. Why? Look what he said. فَإِنَّكُمْ أَخَدْتُمُهُنَّ بِأَمَانِ اللَّهِ. You married them with the covenant of Allah. وَاسْتَحْلَلْتُمْ فُرُوجَهُنَّ بِكَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ. And you were allowed to have marital relationship with them lawfully by the name of Allah. Because when we write the contract between man and woman as Muslims, we put the name of Allah. وَلَكُمْ عَلَيْهِنَّ. What is the right of the husband above the woman? This is non-negotiable. This is no different opinion. The right of the man on the woman, in this one, they will never have a relationship outside the marriage with another man. If they did that, now you have the right to strike them. Look at this. That's the only. And is not beat them. Is not beat them. فضربوهن. And he, عليه الصلاة والسلام. And he explained it. ضربا غير مبرح. Gentle. Gentle. In a gentle way. Strike them. Strike them. And in another hadith he described it. It's like the siwak. You know the siwak? The small stick that we use, Muslims use to clean their teeth, and it's usually done from the tree. And he said, this, not beat them, or fracture their bones and send them to the hospital. In my research, it's an interview on NPR, and you probably can see it. And the one they interviewed her became a very advocate for women against domestic abuse, because her mother died. Her father basically killed the mother in a rage. And she said, I grew up with my father beating my mother since I was 8. And then at one point, at age 18, she died in one of his anger and rages. So here you go. It's not an open invitation. It's discipline. It's like when you discipline your child, right? What do they tell you? What do they tell us? Right? Spank him, but where? Never spank him on the face. Never spank him on his chest. Never grab him. Don't hurt him. What do they say? Spank him on the back. Why? Because there's a lot of fat. It's he feels it or she feels it, but it's not painful. And that's what he said, alayhi salatu wasalam. And in the same thing, in the same hadith, that in the Hajj, in the farewell, he said, خيركم خيركم لأهله وأنا خيركم لأهله. The best men among you. Look at this. The best men among you is not the richest, not the highest degree, not the biggest home, not the most smart or the most handsome. No, خيركم لأهلي وأنا خيركم لأهلي. This is what he said. الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said, the best of you among you is the one who is best to his wife. That's my deen and yours. That's our deen. The best among you is the best to his wife. And then he said about himself, وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ And I am the best to you, to my family. Right? And look at this one. And now I'm talking about physical abuse. Physical abuse. When you see the pictures where the woman goes to the police and then you get all these pictures, black eye, fractured bone. SubhanAllah. And he says, الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام, المسلم, أخو المسلم, لا يخونه ولا يكذبه ولا يخذله. كل المسلم على المسلم حرام. عرضه وماله ودمه. التقوى ها هنا, التقوى ها هنا, بحسب امرئ من الشر أن يحقر أخاه المسلم. Please read this hadith. This is my deen. This is Islam. This is Islam. This is in general. This applies to every Muslim with every Muslim, and definitely between man and a husband and a wife and a husband. Both, again, both. But since it is 85% is, the statistics says 85% is woman, subhanAllah. So Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, a Muslim is a brother to a Muslim. That's why we call them brother and sister. He should neither deceive him nor lie to him. Ya Allah, where are we from what he is teaching us or he taught us? The brother of the Muslim should neither deceive him nor lie nor leave him without assistance. Everything belonging to a Muslim is inviolable, inviolable, meaning it's haram, is not allowed for a Muslim, his honor. His honor. You go out and start talking about the wife, or you go out and start talking about the husband. Honor. Blood. Beat her till she starts bleeding. Where is this? Who said that? Who allowed this? Why did we reach this? This is what he taught us. And property. A property, I'll take everything from him. I will take everything from her. That's not us. This is not our deen. Piety is here. And he pointed to his chest. It is enough for a Muslim to commit evil by despising his Muslim brother or sister. This hadith should be taught to every couple before they get married. And that includes everybody in the house. It's haram. It's not my deen. This is what I'm trying to say today. Inshallah, Allah made me say it. Is don't blame Islam on it. Don't say Islam allowed it. Don't say I am the man and Allah told me to do this. That's not the case. We cannot do that. We cannot do that. SubhanAllah. And look at the other one. And this is one I shared with you. Ya ibadi inni haramtu al-zulma ala nafsi. Oh my servant, I made injustice haram. And when he put in Hajjat al-Wada, in the last sermon, and I'm going to finish probably another less than 5 minutes because I want to take some questions. And I know there will be a lot of questions, but may Allah make it easy for all of us. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, in the farewell pilgrim, in the farewell pilgrim that he took, a pilgrimage he took, he asked them, أَتَدُرُونَ أَيَّ يَوْمٍ هَذَا? Do you know what day is this? And it was the 9th of Arafah. The Arafah, 9th of the Hijjah. قالوا الله ورسوله أعلم. قال هذا يوم حرام. This is a sacred day, Arafah. أتدرون أي بلد هذا? Do you know where are we? And of course they know, but out of adab, politeness with the Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام, they said, Allah and His Messenger knows. He said, بلد حرام, sacred city. It's Arafah. أتدرون أي شهر هذا? Do you know what month is this? And they said, الله ورسوله أعلم. قال هذا شهر حرام. This is a sacred month. قال فإن الله. This is why I'm putting this in this context. فإن الله حرم عليكم. Allah made it unlawful. And Allah made your wealth, your honor, and your blood كحرمتي يومكم هذا في شكلكم هذا في بلدكم هذا. He made, and you can read it here with the translation. Right? He said, this is a sacred month. He added, Allah has made your blood, your properties, your blood, your properties, your honor, sacred, sacred to one another. Like the sanctity of this day of yours, in this month of yours, in this town of yours. You cannot hit someone and then let her bleed. Her dam is haram. It's a sanctuary. It's hurma. It's like when you say Mecca. Oh, Mecca. This is al-balad al-haram. What is al-balad al-haram? It's sanctuary. So the blood of the believer, the honor of the believer, and the money of the believer is as sanctuary as Mecca. And look what he advised us also. Look, he said this to a man. This is the advice. Wallah nadi allahu, if we only know our sunnah and we really want to follow it and we really take Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam as our example, these things will not happen. Look what he said to Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas, sahabi, major. He said, إنك لن تنفق نفقة تبتغي بها وجه الله إلا أجرت عليها حتى ما تجعل في فم امرأتك. Look what he said. He said, you will be rewarded for whatever, whatever you spend for the sake of Allah. 50 cents, $1, 1,000, million. Even the morsel, the bite of food, you put it in the mouth of your wife, that's an act of charity because it's acts of goodness. You make someone happy. It's the same way when the woman cooks for her husband and she says, you know what, I don't like this food, but he likes it. That's acts of charity. It's not charity because he needs it or she needs it. It's ihsan, it's excellence. The whole idea, هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُنَّ. Allah said this between man and a wife. You are a garment to him and he is a garment to you. What is a garment? Garment is the dress I am wearing. It protects, it saves, it shapes, it expresses who I am. This is what all marriage is about. This is what all marriage is about, subhanAllah. And this is the source I told you. I found very good statistics about Muslim community in the United States. Last thing, I am going to just quickly cover it because of the time, and I want to take, and looks, there is a lot of commentary here. And I actually researched this also. If the woman is in an abusive relationship where the abuse is a pattern, again, pattern, it's repeated, physical, sexual, emotional, and specifically if it is physical, tangible, you see it, or it is verbal, repeated, and you hear it, and it's norm, the woman does have a ground for divorce, does have a ground of divorce. Alhamdulillah, I always, and I will end up with this statement, that I always, always advise anyone who come out to me and ask me for help. And I say, listen, we are living in this life for a short period of time. And our goal is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end of the day, when I am in front of Him and you are in front of Him, no one will come to my veil. No one will help me except me. And it's not me actually, it's my deeds. Are you inside this marriage obedient to Allah more than outside the marriage, then you stay. Are you outside this marriage more obedient to Allah than inside the marriage, then you leave. I can be patient. I can handle this without incurring physical, and I can do that. And I am looking at my reward from Allah. This is very difficult, easy said, but not easy, and very hard to practice. But there is women. There's a story, I read it myself, where a woman lived with, and this is in the United States, with a very abusive husband, but not physical. He just loved to see her upset. And she's very clean. And one day he came, this story, she said it. So it came to the kitchen, put the oil in a pan, made it very hot, then put the pan under the water and let the whole oil splash all over the kitchen for no reason, just to get her upset. She went and cleaned it. And she looked at him and says, no one will take Jannah from me. meaning I'm going to practice patient and I want to go to Jannah. Again, easy said. So if I am inside a relationship, I can handle it where I can protect myself. I know how to contain my husband's anger, and I am more pleasing to Allah inside than you stay. But this is easy said. And you can never say it to a woman unless she said it. However, leaving, I am much more pleasing to Allah than staying, then absolutely Islam allows it. Islam allows it. And remember the statistics about the children, because children is usually one of the main issues. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us our deen. This is how I say. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us our deen, number one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us not only our deen, but also teach us how to practice our deen properly and the best way. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi tasliman kathira. If there is a question, and there's a lot that I can... let's see. Okay. If you are someone who abuses emotional or physical or verbal abuse, what is the root cause of this? And how does stop themselves from... Okay, that's a very good question. So this person is talking about the abuser. The abuser will come tell you, I don't know why I do it, but I do it. Usually. And again, I am not a psychiatrist and I'm not a psychologist, but from what I see around me, and it's really highly recommended that that person go and get counseling. Go and get counseling, professional counseling. Abuse, when it becomes a pattern, it's a disease. And a lot of people really don't want to do it, but they just have no control. You need help. Most of the time, there's an anger issue. There is an anger issue. So the anger needs to be. Stresses of life, and I cannot show the stresses outside, so I show it inside. Mainly, it's usually anger, and of course, there is the substance abuse. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Substance abuse in everywhere, in all the pattern of it. But usually, there is anger issue, control issue, anger, control issue, substance abuse. All these needs counseling. All these needs counseling. It's not going to get better by yourself. And I always say this, it really surprised me. So when we have fever in the house, like I am in the house, I had a fever. And then I use my usual remedies that I know. I take Tylenol, or I drink, for example, soup, and I get rest and everything. And then after 5 or 6 days, the fever went away. Okay, great. And the next week, the fever is back again. And the next week, the fever is back again. What do we normally do? All of us go and seek help. So you know what? Everything I know I tried is not working. Why not when we come to the domestic abuse? Why not doing the same? So absolutely, we need to. And what, inshallah, I was able to cover for you is the following. It is reality. We all have to agree and accept. Painful reality. But it's reality. We cannot keep living in a way. We're living in a dream, La La Land. It's not La La Land. It's reality. And yeah, there is a lot of other painful realities in the Muslim families. Faith, substance abuse, and this is one of them. I need to accept it's one of the tests Allah is testing the Muslim community. Number two, I need to find a solution. I need to find a solution for it. And the solution is counseling. Yes, you go and talk to the imam. You go and talk to the religious people. But it needs a professional counseling here. Professional counseling to help you, and I'm talking to the abuser, to help you to tackle the anger issue, substance abuse. You go and get it treated with that. Yani, subhanAllah, it's not easy, but may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. If you have any question, okay. What should a woman do if the husband verbally abuses every day and beats up children for petty issues? That's very common, subhanAllah. This is very common, right? Daily, You go with the same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it for the man with the woman. You don't leave right away. Leaving is the last resort. You talk to him. It didn't work. You get someone to talk to him. It didn't work. You leave, but not divorce. You leave, separate, give a break for both. Ask him to go and get counsel. All these steps, one by one, one by one. And I'm going to say, be patient, but not be patient forever. Because there is a children abuse also. So I will take these, yani I will look at it as I have a problem, which it is. But I don't solve a problem by leaving right away. I ran away, but I'm going to try to see. I did one and two and three and four. And number one is accept there is a problem. Don't say it's nothing, it's usual, everybody does it. It's not. So number one, acknowledge there is a problem. You, as the woman, if you are the victim, or if the children are the victim, or both. And number two, you start finding solutions. You talk to him when he is in a good mood. You talk to his parents. You take the advice of your parents, the imam, all these. You go and get professional counseling. None of this work. You separate. Take a break and see what will happen. If none, and it's continuous, then absolutely you can leave. But again, I would not say leave immediately, but take all the precaution. Okay. So sister, let's see this one. My husband loves me, but he does not look at children studies, salah, or any upbringing matters. I'm like pulling a foe alone, literally. Am I blamed for anything goes wrong? No, you do your best. This is not an abuse. This is neglect. There's a difference. Right? Or the man, I mean, you can look at it this way. If you don't work, the man will say, we have two jobs. I work outside the house, you work inside the house. Some men will look at that. And if the man, and we have to be fair, yani, and I said this before I started, I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me speak fairness, not speaking with emotions. We have to be very fair and we have to be objective. So if the man works all day outside, and he is the one who is the breadwinner, and he spends on his children and his wife, and everything is fine. You know what? You take care of that. You are the one, I wouldn't say you are the only one responsible, but you will say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not burden me with working outside or getting the money or everything. I am going to take care of my children. I am going to make sure they pray and everything. Where the problem comes in, when there is a conflict. You want them to pray, he said, they don't have to pray. That's a different issue. But in general, yani, as women, we also have to be, that's where ihsan comes in also, as a woman. Yani, this 50-50 notion, it's fair, but this is not how Islam is. I want more reward from Allah. I'm going to take care of my children, as long as he's taking care of everything else, right? He can take care of everything else. And I can take care of the children. So you don't look at it, my beautiful sisters, as it is. It's like a company. Don't do that. Deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Deal with the generous. Look for your rewards, not from any human being. Look for your rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will not let you down. Subhanallah. Should I take faith-based counseling or regular counseling? It's always better to have a faith-based. I always recommend this if it's available and is a good quality, because the faith, and I have heard this also from women, says, I'm going to go to the counselor and she's going to say, well, he has a girlfriend, you go and find a boyfriend. Wow. So yes, absolutely, faith-based, because they will not, yani, they will remind you of the bigger picture that we live in as Muslims. If I find them and they are available, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Now things are much better than 20 years ago. Look, always, yes, make it as a faith-based if available. Can a woman... okay. I need the questions related to the subject. This is going to be, inshallah, another topic. Abuse, children abuse. Yes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all. And this one has no reason. No reason. Yani, what I will say the following. When you look at a man and a wife abusing each other, or the man abusing the wife, or the wife abusing, right? When you dig in, sometimes you can find a trigger points, right? But a child, a 5 or a 6 year old, split milk, break something, or made a mess, and I beat him. Subhanallah, what will I tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who gave me this authority? I don't like children. Why did you have them then? So children is a completely, you look at it completely different. Yani, see how much haram is it between spouses? This is even more haram because that's a weak person. So this, inshallah, if Allah wills, we may do it in another way. If there is, I think we are done. This is absolutely an hour. Jazakumullahu khayran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi taslima kathira. If I said anything right, it's from Allah and Allah alone. And if I said anything wrong, that is from me, my ignorance, my shaitan, and my weakness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I seek refuge in Allah that I remind you of things and I do not practice it. Jazakumullahu khayran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa أن أستغفرك وأتوب إليك صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا جزاكم الله خيرا